Welcome to About Sex. I'm your host, Angela Skirtu, a licensed marriage therapist and certified sex therapist. And on our show, we talk about everything from love and relationships to, well, sex. So today I want to talk about how couples can start to introduce new sexual things into their relationship. So I've had this happen a couple times this week where somebody wants to try something new, like maybe let's try using a sex toy or let's try doing some light bondage. And they kind of bring it up in the moment and their partner is like, what? This is pretty common. So the real way that couples are introducing new sexual things with each other is not quite in the moment. Unless, I will say, there are certain couples that are just really open to anything. And so you could drop an idea in the moment and they would be down. But most people need to be kind of worked into a new sexual idea or topic before they're going to try it. So I've been teaching this skill called just planting a seed or dropping a seed. To basically what you do is, first of all, as a couple, the job is to be a willing person, like a willing to consider new ideas. That doesn't mean you have to try everything, but if both partners in a relationship are willing to at least consider things, then you can at least use this drop a seed situation. And how you drop a seed is you just suggest casually in conversation, either playfully or intellectually, what do you think about trying a sex toy? Or what do you think about tying me up? Or we introduce ropes in some way where we're tying each other up. And so this conversation is not an action conversation. It's an intellectual conversation or a playful conversation about what you would do if you decided to ever use a sex toy or to try and tie each other up. And so it's very important that both partners make it clear, if you're not ready to try this, that this is just a conversation to think about the idea, to consider it. And then when you drop that seed, so that's the idea, then you may not be ready to talk about it in that moment, but you may tell your partner, let me think about it for a bit, and then let's talk about this maybe in a week or so. Okay. You can't just say that, though, like to pacify your partner, and then like a week or two passes and you just hope they forget about the idea, because that can make them feel kind of rejected or like you just don't care. So all you're doing, though, is if you do take that week or 2 weeks, is taking some time in your brain to like think about it. You know, like, what would it be like? Would I use the sex toy on me? Would we use it on you? Would we use it on both of us? Would we get two sex toys? You know, either way, you're just kind of asking the questions in your head and taking a little time to either fantasize or imagine what it would be like to use a sex toy or to be tied up or to tie your partner up if that's how you would prefer it. So then, after thinking about it for a bit, then you come back and you say, okay, I'm ready to talk about this. Again, the conversation is still an intellectual or a playful one. It may not be an action talk just yet. And so then you ask those same questions you did in your head out loud with your partner. You say, what did you have in mind when it came to using a sex toy? Are you wanting one for you? Are you wanting one for me? Would you be touching me with it? Would I be touching me with it? Would I be touching you? Would it go back and forth? How would this whole thing go down? And basically, you just ask a lot of open-ended questions. You try to be neutral. Again, you're cultivating this willingness to consider it. Okay, you know, just considering it. That doesn't mean you're acting, because, you know, you still have to be true to yourself. And if something feels uncomfortable, then you don't have to do something that you're deeply uncomfortable with. And in fact, I really discourage my clients from forcing hard no's on people. Like if there's something sexually that really is a hard no, then you shouldn't be compromising on it. You need to avoid hard no's, because those are bad things to cross. They can cause harm. They can make people feel triggered or even traumatized. And so if something is truly a hard no, then just move away from that, but then move towards things that you are willing to do. So for example, if you don't think you could ever use a sex toy on yourself, but you could easily see using a sex toy with your partner, then you avoid your hard no, but then you suggest, well, I think I'd be perfectly fine using a sex toy on you. I don't think it's the thing for me. But how would you want me to use it on you? And then that's the conversation. You're asking questions about, okay, how do we do this? What would we be doing if we were using it on you? What parts of your body would you want me to use this on? And then you can still introduce the new thing at some point, but just in a way that feels more respectful to you. But I really do encourage clients to not necessarily try to force themselves to do a hard no, because that is essentially, it's a type of self-rape and it's not good. So don't do it. But then if you're also cultivating this willingness to consider things, so you've had that conversation and you say, okay, you've talked to each other out loud about it. The next step is to let it sit again for like maybe a week or two where you think about it. You fantasize about what it would be like to try that sex toy, or what it would be like to tie each other up, who would be doing what, how would it happen. And then even over the course of those few weeks, you basically keep talking about how it would be done so that you're building trust with each other sexually. The more you know what would happen, the more your partner knows what would happen and what wouldn't happen, then the easier it is to actually take action on something like that, because you have basically built a trust by talking about what's going to happen, who's going to do what, when, where, how, and even if you need to, coming up with safe words, because sometimes things like that can be dangerous, especially if like blood circulation is cut off. So you can tie each other up. It's not a big deal. But, you know, like you need to be able to say, hey, I'm feeling really uncomfortable, or my back's in a very bad position. I need us to like stop this. And that's okay. And so then the next thing is if you're ready to take action, then do some research online. You know, like we have a great situation now where you can look up stuff. You can either see pornographic videos that show how other people are doing this stuff, or if you don't like pornographic videos, because some people are just not into that, and that's fine. Again, if it's a hard no, avoid your hard no's. But you can also just read about it, look up blogs. There are even, like for people who are religious, there's this website, christianspice.com. And I love this website because it's definitely catering to people who want to have good sex, but their values just say that they don't want to see pornographic images. They really want even their fantasies to be monogamous. And that's fine. That particular website is trying to cater to them so that you can still have a good sex life and try new wild things, but then feel respected and that your hard no's are not being pushed. So anyhow, there are definitely places you can go where you can find the information about how to try this stuff. And then after you've done some research, then you got to purchase some things, because obviously, you know, I mean, I don't know if you're a homemade, you're going to homemake some sex toys, but it's possible, I suppose. But usually you're going to either have to go to a sex toy or you're going to order something online. And ropes, I mean, sometimes you can get some ropes in a sex toy, but, you know, there's sometimes is a better selection online too. And you can see what things are out there. But then you purchase your supplies, and then it's, hey, you know, we got that stuff. You talk to your partner and you say, what do you say we try that tonight? There's kind of a plan made. And again, if you're okay with that, then you say, yeah, let's try it. And you're still going to have to be talking through it when you try it. It's not like it's just going to magically happen or there's not going to be awkwardness. Like most people are a little awkward when they try something new. You're going to try the sex toy and you're going to be like, I don't know where I'm supposed to put my hands. And that's perfectly fine. It's just that you work on it and you try things and you got to communicate, oh, I'd like it if it was over here, or it'd be nice if you used it this way, or maybe let's make out a little bit first because I don't know if I just want to start with this or not. Sometimes it actually helps with a sex toy if you show your partner how you would want to be touched with it, because you know your body a little bit better than they do, but then they've had a chance to see what you're doing. And then they can kind of learn from that and be like, oh, okay, now I feel like I can take the reins here. Why don't you relax and I'll do this? And there are many ways you can spice that up and incorporate new things. Like just because you're using a sex toy doesn't mean you can't be using hands, fingers, tongues, mouths, all your other body parts to kind of incorporate different things. Like people will have a sex toy, but they may still be having penetrative sex, or they may be using the vibrator on top, but fingers somewhere else, you know? And so ultimately you just explore and you talk to each other, and then now you've tried something new. It was hopefully a decent experience. Don't expect it to be perfect. But then if you liked it enough, then you can later in a situation say, hey, you know, you want to bring up those sex toys again, or hey, I like tying you up. Would you like to do that again tonight? And it doesn't mean that literally every sexual experience has to then be that way. There are plenty of people who try something and say, you know, that wasn't for me. I mean, it was fun, but I don't know if I want that to be all the time. You're allowed to say that sex can sometimes include tying up, but it doesn't have to be always. Or sex can sometimes include a sex toy, but it doesn't have to be every single time. you just got to communicate that to your partner. And as a partner, you have to be respectful of that too. Like, good sex is about having a wide variety of different ways that you can explore your sexuality. And honestly, anytime somebody feels like they have to do sex in one way for a really long period of time, it can get kind of old. I mean, even if you have the wildest sex every single time, sometimes even going more vanilla is a way of spicing it up, because it's like, all right, let's like come back a little bit. It feels like we always do it that way. But people have this belief that as soon as you consent to something, that you have to consent to it forever. And that's just not the reality. No, sometimes you try something and it really wasn't for you. And that's okay. Just be honest, you know, and say, hey, it wasn't that great for me. I'd be willing to do this for you. Meaning like if for the sex toy, I'd still be willing to use a sex toy on you, but I really just didn't get something out of this for me. But so it's kind of like you cultivate this attitude of I'm willing to try anything once to a degree. And then you try it. And if you've tried it once and it wasn't that great, then you move on to something else. Cause there's quite a few things you can try sexually. And quite a few things that feel great. And so that's kind of how couples are learning to add new sexual things to each other. It's not something you kind of drop a bomb in the bedroom and say, hey, let's do this now. I just bought these ropes, because you definitely are going to get a partner who is freaked out. But it's you talk about it and you plan for it and you research it together. You spend some time in a fantasy world thinking about what it would feel like. And then you act. And then it's as simple as, hey, that was fun again. Maybe a week or two down the road, you do it again and you say, hey, it was really fun a couple weeks ago when we used those ropes. Can I tie you up again? And then it becomes a part of your sexual repertoire. So for more information, visit www.therapistinstlouis.com.